on this day with Gunners and Allies.
It's that time of day again. Let's find out what happened on this day for Wednesday the 13th of November. Today celebrating a birthday is Kamal, the Australian singer. Well, he was born in Malaysia, but we claim him now. He's 85 years old today. Trudy Goodwin, the English actress who starred in The Bill, is 68. Tony Jones, the former Aussie TV news and political journalist, is 64. Chris Noth, the US actor, he was Mr. Big in Sex and the City and ended up marrying Carrie. Hopefully that's not a spoiler. Anyway, he turned 65 today. Whoopi Goldberg, the American comedian, actress and TV presenter, is 64. Gerard Butler, Scottish actor, is 50. And Samantha Riley, the Australian swimmer who won 3 gold medals in the 1994 Commonwealth Games, is 47.
Wow, 47.
Yeah, 47.
I always think of her as, you know, being a teenager.
Mm.
It's funny, isn't it? First helicopter flight was my day. 1907, I smile because I think that must have been a very, very scary event.
Imagine that. The first helicopter ride. You wouldn't know if it was going to crash or even if it would take off.
You wouldn't want to be standing watching it, would you?
On this day, 1914, the bra was patented by Mary Jacobs. There is a bit of contention about this because a French woman claimed she was the one that invented the bra. But anyway, this chick, the American heiress, got her idea when she made her prototype from 2 handkerchiefs. That would be interesting.
It would. Fantasia, Disney's groundbreaking cartoon, was screened for the first time in 1940 and it absolutely wowed audiences. You look at it now, it seems pretty...
Yeah, the music still holds up though, doesn't it?
It does. And
beautiful
you'll
score.
Hear that with the Hollywood stuff, I guess.
Yes. Ian Molly Meldrum, he interviewed Prince Charles on Countdown in 1977. There was a very funny part in the unedited interview when a mumbling Molly said, "I saw your mum in an open carriage in London the other day," and Prince Charles was like, "You mean Her Majesty the Queen?"
Funny. Prince Charles reflected on that interview, and if you have a look on YouTube, the whole thing is there, and it's a real mess. And to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Countdown, they went back to Prince Charles and asked him about it.
There is an old show business saying which warns never to work with animals or children. But nobody prepared me for Molly Meldrum. Was it really 40 years ago? It only seems like yesterday. I wish it were tomorrow. I'd cancel it.
Bless him. That's hilarious. In 1997, Arnott's Biscuits, after 132 years as an essentially Australian company, became a US cookie company. Oh, man. Have we brought them back yet?
Have they changed? I wonder if they changed in taste.
You know, I never really... I liked Kingston's. What was your favourite Arnott's Biscuit?
I don't know. I think of just the plain ones. You put butter on them.
Oh, yeah, they were nice.
Sandwiched
the Arrowroots? Were they the Arrowroot Biscuits?
I think it was something like that.
And in 2010, Powderfinger played their last concert in their hometown of Brisbane at Brisbane's River Stage. And that's on this day for Wednesday the 13th of November.